or a shakol, that's what they hold. Therefore, they say you make a shakol the emetvara here. Because since only 3.5 cups came out, they hold like it's only 3 cups of water came out, 1/2 cup of wine came out, so it's 1/2 to 3, that's like 1 to 6, that's not called wine. To have wine, you have to have 1 to 3 to have a shem wine. Therefore, that's the rabbanan's for. For acherim savri, what do the acherim hold? They hold no. Telosa oil, 3 cups of water went into the sediments, and I'll tell you, trey no palginofik. Only 2.5 cups of water came out. 3.5 came out altogether. 1 complete cup of wine came out. Therefore, porshle kuza, for kuza bosa palga chamra mal yehu, over yosem echtei midosai. And if so, it's come out like 1 cup of wine came out, and 2.5 cups of water, so you even have more than the proportion of 1 to 3. So therefore, for sure, it's still called like wine, therefore you can make a bor for a goffin. So this is the machlokes, where you pour 3 cups of water over these sediments, and 3.5 cups come out. That's the shalom. Do we say it's only 1/2 cup of wine, or do we say no, it's a complete cup of wine coming out, and water stayed in there? That's the machlokes. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Yakuza the boss of Palga Chamra, now you have it, yeah. Now the Gemara says, Uvi Yasim Mechtei Midosim, me pligi, is the Machlaikis Taki Yasim Mechtei Midosoi, at the Shbam says, Avloy Porach Mechtei Midosim, me pligi, but yeah, but to me, the previous time, when the heat agape maisa pligi, shumchum and the maisa gabe brocha sayain, modler of Yuda. We'll soon see. Like, if the machlokes, if you don't have this type of a mida of how much water proportion to the wine is a no machlokes, like you're telling me, once you have 1 proportion to 3, like 3 cups of water and 1 cup of wine, is that true? Is there no machlokes, me pligi? I what's now, we learned like this. Hametamed. Hametame, that's this type of wine. That's the type of wine that comes by after you have you dried out your sediments. You add now, like after you crushed out the grapes and got your first batch of wine, now you pour more water into the bottom stuff. So that's temet. Sametame, like Rosh Bam says. Mayim b'shmorim. If you just added water into the shmorim. Sametame, v'nosa mayim b'mida. That you added water into it. Now, if you added, let's say, 1 cup of water into it, and what came out of here is just 1 cup, even though it's colorful now, maybe it tastes a little bit like wine, potter. So my comment says it's potter for meiser. But the shiloh is a mechuyev and shumas for meisers. In other words, if it's like wine, like grapes, it's mechuyev and shumas for meiser. If it's cool, just like water, so water is potter for shumas meiser. So in the case where you poured in 1 cup of water in this temed, and what came out was just 1 cup, so it's not called a tam of wine here, it's not called like grapes, it's called just like water, and therefore you put the femaisa. Yehuda Mechayiv, Yehuda holds no, even though only 1 cup came out, but this cup is colorful, and it like tastes maybe like wine, therefore it has a locha of grapes to it, like wine to it, and you have to take off Trumas Femaisa, Mechayiv. So it's like this. Ab can up until now like pligas no machlaikis hello pichte midosai. It's only a machlaikis where you put in 1 cup of water and 1 cup of water came out. That's the machlaikis tanakam in Bermuda. But smashmo av biyaisa mechte midosai. Mashmo, if you put in 1 cup of water and 1 and a drop more came out, then like pligi, the mashmo even the tanakam would agree to say that yichai the meiser. So you see, even less than a proportion of 1 to 3 is also has the same wine. Like here at Smashma, let's say you put in 2 cups of water, and what came out was 2 and a quarter cups. So Smashma, then everybody will hold, you'll be chayiv in Trumas and Maestras, even though it's only 1/4 to 2, which is less than 1 to 3. So Chris Kanala, we said before, even when you have less than 1 to 3, still it's called wine. Still it's called, you have to take off Shumas HaMaisa. Samara says, maybe no. Who I didn't really I tell you that filu b'yesem echtei nechdasai pligi. Even where it's more than, The Machlokes Tanak, when a Tanakhama says you potter, it doesn't only mean when you poured one cup of water came out. No, it could even be B'yosem Mechayim Midosai, also they plead it. They also argue. All right, turn over. So Mar says again, no. It could be who I did really the afilu b'yaisa mechtei midasai, even when more than just how much water you put in came out. It's also machlokes pligli. For all the kamitzuk mechtei midasai, why do they only argue by mechtei midasai in the case where you poured your two cups of water into the sediments, and now if two cups come out, whether you put it or not, lo yadiyach l'kaychad Reb Yehuda. They want to teach us the Chiddush of Reb Yehuda, that Reb Yehuda, even in such a case, still Yechayiv Emaisa. That's the Yehuda's Chiddush, that when you poured over this temet, over this sediments, two cups of water, and what came out of it was two cups, and now what comes out, of course, it looks a little bit like wine, it tastes like wine, that's the Chiddush, that at least for Emaisa, you have to be makvid and be afraid that it has a shame like wine there, and therefore you'll be mechuyiv to take off true Mr. Emaisa. Boy Minay. Now, Kofon was again to us as our wine we have today. We have to be careful that you shouldn't add too much water into the wine. So our wine is not so strong anymore, and we do hold like Rava that on the real strong wine, there's one portion of wine should be to three cups of water. But that's by their wine. Today, really, our wine that we buy has enough water inside it that if you add a little bit more water, or if you take a cup now, that you'll have, let's say, half wine and half water, for sure the brach would be a shakun yibidvaroi, would not be a bar pragofen anymore. Could even be if you have even 3/4 of the cup wine and 1/4 of it. So you have to be careful not to add too much water into our wine. In case you do, if you want to drink, sometimes you like to take some wine and seltzer or so, you don't even make a shakul. If you have like any weird degree of a lot of water inside mixed into the wine, it loses the loch of wine, then you only make a shakul yibidvaroi. Boy mine Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Rav Chia bar Avin Shemorim Shiesh Bem Tam Yayin Mao. What's going to be if the Shemorim themselves, now these citizens themselves, they have a Tam Yayin? So Shbam says it means Lebrichas HaYayin. Would you make a bar prayer often or not? Or Brisley Heve Shemielei. He didn't hear the Brice yet, because he would have heard the Brice, so he would have said Halacha Kacherim or En Halacha. The Shalokhuri means to say, when you have water that you threw on top of these sediments, what's the bracha? What type of a bracha do we make? Ma, and that was Ramau. Omalei said back to him, Misavret Chamer Hevei, do you hold the water that comes out as cold wine? No. Kiyua Biyamu, he holds it only cold like a kiyua. That's like a stingy taste, like it's a sharp taste, but it's not really wine, still only water, just as a taste went into this water. He'll hold it still cold. A shakol yibdvaroi. Yeah. Kubiyamo. Tanur Rabbanim, we learn like this. Shemorim shel truma. We have a case where the shemorim was shel truma. That means Rashbam says, shenoitzon atoicha mayim, you put water into the shemorim, v'shana v'sholosh, and you did it a second time, then a third time. Like, you keep on making wine like this. You have these sediments, so you pour water into it once, you shake it up, take out the water, then you do it a second time, shake it up, take out the water, then a third time. And the sediments, the shmarim, was from Truma. Like you started out with grapes of Truma. The look was like this. Rishon v'sheni yosa. The first time you added water to the sediments and shook it up, took out the water, it still has a lacha like maisa or like tevel, you have to take off Truma to maisa. The second time you did it, it's also asa. Shlishi muta. The third time, though, that you're pouring water over the sediments, and when the water comes out, then for sure it's not cold like grapes anymore, like wine. You pour it from Truma Samaisa. Rameya says no. Rameya Rema Av Shlishi Benois Saint Tam. Even the third time, it still depends upon how it tastes. Depends upon if it tastes like wine. Rashbam says, Oster Yeshbay Nois Saint Tam. If you taste wine in this water now, even though it's the third time that you're soaking out these sediments in water, the maisa lochri still, it's chayiv imaisa. V'shel Meister Rishon. What to be if it's a shayla of Meister Rishon? Klaimashpan says, Al shel Meister Sheni Temed Rishon Osa. If it's a shayla of Meister Sheni, so Temed Rishon is also Lechol Chusi Vishlayim. Al Meister Rishon Ad Leviyim Mutal Lazarim would like to view this. It's like this. V'shel Meister Rishon, if it's Meister Rishon, it's Osa. Sheni Mutter. Then the Sheni is Mutter. So Shbam says it means Horgasin should be Shel Meister Rishon Osa Kloima Shel Meister Sheni. It means if it's Meister Sheni here, so then Temed Rishon, then the first time you're pouring the water into it, it's also Lecha Chutz Yerushalayim. It has a Lecha like Meister Sheni, and you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Avol Meister Rishon, but if these grapes are only grapes of Meister Rishon, that the pshat is Leviyim, Amutter, it goes to Leviyim, but a Zar is allowed to eat it, then it's Mutter. That's the way he says. Shemaisim is Rishon also, Sheni Mutter. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Av Sheni B'naisim Tam. No, even the second time also, the second time you soaked it out in water, it's also totally B'naisim Tam. If it has B'naisim Tam, it has a locha of Meister Rishon and Meister Sheni. The Shel Hegdish, what's going to be if these grapes were first belonged to Hegdish, and then again you first made wine from it, and now you poured wine water over the sediments. So Shel Hegdish, Shlishi Yosser, even the third time you're pouring water over it, still it's also. Or Revi Mutta, the fourth time though you're pouring water over it, then it becomes a Mutta. That's not called B'nais in Tam, even of Hegdish, and the water is Mutta. Rebbe, Meyeroy Meno, Af Revi. If you started out with grapes that belong to Hegdish, and it's the fourth time now that you're pouring water over the sediments, even the fourth time still the locha is, for my same time, it's totally if the water that comes out now tastes like wine, there's a locha of my same time, and it's, the locha of my same time, yeah. And therefore, it'll still have a locha of Hegdish. So the Gemara Minim have a question on you. Shall Hegdish liyayla moser? It says grapes that started out shall hegdish, mashrim always remain asa. No matter how many times you keep on adding water to it, it still remains aloch of hegdish and it's asa. Shall hegdish is asa. Let's say the grapes are only Meister Rishon or Meister Sheni. Liyela Mutter, it's Nashmet, it's always Mutter. So it's like, so it's a stereo, Kasha Hegdish Hegdish, Kasha Meister Meister. It's a stereo by Hegdish. Here it says it's always also before we said only the third or fourth time. And Meister also says it's always Mutter, and before we have the first few times it's also. So it's a stereo. Somewhere it's like this. Hegdish, Hegdish, Lakasha. That you tell me Hegdish of the grapes were Hegdish. That one Bryce says no matter how many times you keep on adding water over it, the water that comes out of Sasa, Lakasha. Kam Kedusha Saguf, Kam Kedusha Zomin. Mashmif it had Kedusha Saguf, then it's more Chomer. Then Lamaise it always becomes Asa. As long as there's any drop or taste of wine inside it, it's always Asa. As Ram says, Kedusha Saguf means Yain Shehugdish Lanesachim. If you have wine, these grapes, you will mark the actual grapes to be brought for the Sachin. Ushmorm shlo yasurim b'shvil mat yain hamurubai. And therefore the shmorm, the sediments themselves are also. And therefore they're also liyelum. And that the Brisa says after the fourth time already, it's muta behegdish, that's where the grapes were not really gdusha saguf, you're only mark the shidl domin, just the value of it was hegdish. So therefore, by gdusha domin becomes muta. After the fourth time. Therefore, there's no steer on Hegdish. Now, Maisa, Maisa, Namu, Lakasha. I, one Bryce's Mashma, the sediment, the juice that comes out of Maisa is always Mutter. At one place says no, it's also. I'll answer like this. Kan ba Maisa Vadai, Kan ba Maisa Demai. Where it's Maisa Demai means it's only a Sofak from an Amorit, that's only a Drabonim de Kalocha. Maybe you're right, it's not Maisa altogether. So therefore, we say there, with the Drabonim, when they said on Demai, when you buy it off the Amorit, it's only on the actual grapes itself you have to take off Meister, or the actual wine. But once you made the first wine, and now you're just pouring water over it, there's no gzera of Demai, it's Mutter. That's what the Brisa says, even the temen, even the water you pour over the sediments are also by Meister. That's from by Meister Vadai. Therefore, there's no stira. Amar Reb Yechna Mishum Roshim Ben Yoy Tzadik. Kederech Shamru Linyan Isurim, Kach Amru Linyan Hechsherim. Same way it said Negeit Isur, the same way it's also said Negeit Hechsher. That means the Risha Mesheni Shel Truma Choshev Nami Yain Linyan Hechsher. Varishan Shel Maise Choshev Yain Linyan Hechsher. Kofarish Riozel. Chose Chumit Rizol Chumit Rabbonin. Negeit Hechsher. What does that mean? Hechsher, for the most part, Hechsher and Demai. What are you talking about, Hechsher? What kind of Hechsher here? E Demayo, if you want to say if it's Machsher like water, to say, no, it's Machsher Paris. So, E Demayo, Achshuri Machshura. E Decham Achshuri Machshura, like what? If you're talking about the question is if it's called, nor if it goes on fruits, and it's Machshura, the Kabbal Tumah, like we know the Locher is the fruit can only become Tumah, Paris. Or oichel, if water first went on it, then what's the difference? Whether it's called water or whether it's called wine, it's machsher. Wine could also be machsher fruits the kabel tumma. So what do you tell me now? There's a same malach l'nit hechsher. So I said leitzricho she tumdo b'mei geshamim. We're talking about that this sediment, how what water went into it, mei gesham rainwater. V'chivon the kol shok of a rabbi lo lamona achshavinu. And therefore, since now you plan to take the sediments like this juice and put it into a cup, you will machshev it. So therefore, now regular rainwater when comes down, it's not machshev l'kabel tumma because it's not called the rotzon. But over here, since you used it to make wine out of it, it's called you want to use this rainwater. Therefore, be machshev. So then again, that's the Mos Kasha. My nafkamina. Even if you use rainwater, but the mice, you're using it now. So it's called you're using this rainwater, so pshitu, it's machshel, the kabel tumor also. What's the shaila? Like you're using the rainwater. You want it to go into a kli, into your cup, to make wine out of it, to drink. So of course that's called water. That's huchshel, the kabel tumor. Or tzricho, shenitamed melov. Now, if you mean it, let's just say you had the sediment staying in the cup by itself. And overnight, rainwater came down. The question is, what is it called right now? So but there still that no, even if rainwater came down by itself, but every drop that came down, the first drop came in, it came into wine, and the chur is like lachshavit, the chur you want to use it. So vait, it's called you want that water. So again, it's called like wine or even like water. It's called like nicha, like you're enjoying that water to come down now into the sediment to make it taste good. So even if the rainwater came down by itself, still it's huchshel l'kabel tumah. So again, what's your shaila? Amar Papa peporah shesheisa rishon rishon. So in the case is where a pora, a cow, came and drank it up right away. So really you have no nichusa from it. So that's the nafkamina here, whether it's cold wine or not. Shpam says, Dukach v'shlishi leke shul machshava v'loy machshav shlishi de truma v'shene de maestla v'lemane truma nashul rishon kivod lo nishta shum klal v'loif v'nishpach en yadulia v'mal temesh. Before the shalom was kamakam rishon v'shene goli dait nichale shiod v'sham makam yelam, maybe you'll get a tam. Like, so the answer is the reason why it's not so poshut is because right away your parah drank it up. So therefore, whether it got a shame wine or not, it's telling the halachas before. Any time the halachas before by Isurim, we say it got a shame wine, then it's called you anicha with it, and therefore that will be huksa kavatuma. But if it doesn't have a shame wine or trumla like halachas before, it wouldn't have a halacha for heksher either. So the Gemara just Amarav Zutra Batuvia Amarav. Ein oimrim kiddush hayoyim. You're not allowed to make kiddush on wine. Elo al hayayin haroi li nosach agabia mizbeach. This is a big kiddush. You're only allowed to use wine to make kiddush with wine that's fit to be used for nisach and it could be poured agabia mizbeach. Such wine, so where it says lemute mai, what type of wine is no good? Ilaim, if you want to talk about lemute yayin megitoi, means real fresh wine, just coming out of the, when you just made the wine.
So for Tani, we learned from Chiyo, Yain Megita Lo Yavai. You're not supposed to use fresh wine for the Nesachim to pour on the Mizbeach. But if you have kosher, so that wine should be kosher for Kiddush also. The Chivu, if you have kosher, since if you bring it for the Nesachim, it's kosher. And then, Afil Lechatchilo Nami, we should also be able to use it for Kiddush, even Lechatchilo. The Yomar Rava, Rava said, Seichet Adem Eshkol Shalanovim V'yom Elav Kiddush Hayom. You'll have to just squeeze out a grape, and the juice that comes out of the grape, you'll have to make Kiddush on it. It's called good wine. Viela says, so what do you mean to tell me that wine that can't be used for Nesachim, you can't use for Kiddush? Viela rather lamutei mepiyo mishuleho. From the top of it or from the bottom of it? The top of the chavyis or the bottom of it, that type of wine is no good for the kabonis. You can't bring from Nesachim. The marvotani reb chiyah, mepiyo mishuleho, so liyovi. Like the top wine or the bottom wine of the barrel, you shouldn't bring. But again, if you may be kosher, you bring it as kosher. If you saw vel lamute, it wasn't coming to faith. No good. Yain kushi, burik, hilsulstin, shomativ, shotsmukim. These type of wines is coming to say, the Ram says, kushi min shachar. Right, so if the wine became black already, that's no good. Burkin means lavon vara. It becomes white. White wine, that's bad wine. Who? Hilsulstin means yain mosuk. The cholish moit, sweet wine is very, very, very weak. Or else shomatim is claim is tam yain shomatish le nivdak that didn't stick together yet. Shomnika chav yis kaisais. Such wine, these wines are not fit for the mizbeach. These things are not fit for kiddush. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on. We're going to this left halacha here. Just a little bit. Look at yel halacha. That's why there are some chumras sometimes. You're holding that tzaddik zayin. Start over again from the Gemara in the tzaddik zayin number Aleph, the Gemara in the bottom. Start over again. Again, that Omar Rav Zutra Batuvi Omar Rav Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoyim Elo Al Hayayin Horoyu Linosech Agavi Hamizbech. That you could only make Kiddush. It's on Shabbos. We know we have to make Kiddush on wine. So you could only use a special type of wine. Which type of a wine? A type of a wine that's roi linosach agabi hamizbeach. That you could use for nisach, on the mizbeach. When you bring kabonis, you bring the menachas, you have to bring, you pour the wine on the mizbeach. So Moses says, lemutei mai. Like what does Rav Zutra bar Tuvia Amar Rav mean to say? Which type of wine does it mean to say it's not fit to be used for Kiddush? Elam, if you want to tell me lemuta yayin migito, it means fresh wine, as soon as you finish pressing it. No fresh wine, not old wine. And that's not fit for making Kiddush. So Moses says no. For Atoni Rabbi Chiyah learned that yayin migito, that means yayin from the gas, from the press, fresh wine, just out of the press, is loyavi. That the chetchila, you're not supposed to use it to put it on the mizbeach. True, for nisuch, hayayin, you're not supposed to use it lechetchila. But halacha is v'im hevi, if they brought it on the mizbeach, kosher, that lemais it's kosher, for the inyan of nisuch hayayin. So Morris says, v'chi v'ondim hevi kosher, since v'hilchas nisachim. If you put it on the mizbeach, it's kosher. If so, if so, then for Kiddush Hayoim, that we make Kiddush on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, even lechetchila, it's kosher. In other words, it's this wine.